You guys, welcome to Make It Make Sense. We are your hosts. My name is Sheba.
And your girl, Niche. And here on Make It Make Sense, we're going to be discussing self-help.
We're going to definitely go over some current events that's happening.
We're going to address mental health issues as well.
You guys, we got a new segment that we're going to bring in this season. It's going to be world news.
And we're also going to tackle some general topics.
Make sure you stay tuned for the dope special guest that we're going to bring in along the way as well. Strap in. Make sure that you stay tuned for the topic, guys. You're tuning in to Make It Make Sense. You're tuning in to make it make sense. You're here.
Okay.
We're here.
Let's go.
Let's go.
All right.
Let's get it.
And we are recording. What's up, good people? This is your girl, Sheba. Niche is in the building as well. You're tuning in to another one, okay? It is Make It Make Sense. Listen, by the way, I'm super proud of myself because I hadn't said making it make sense this entire season. Boom, boom, wop, for me, okay? We hope you guys had an amazing day, amazing week. And we got a fun show today. We're going to be, listen, I ain't going to lie. Niche going to tell you the name of the show in just a minute. She going to give you the name of the game, but we're going to do a really quick news setup, and then we're going to run straight into it and just kind of chat, okay? What's good, Mo?
Everything is everything. I had a really good day today. I hope you guys had an amazing
day.
Because if y'all didn't know, it's Niche month, okay? All month long.
It is birthday month, you guys.
It is my birthday month, and I'm so semi-excited. I was about to lie to y'all and tell you I was so excited, but I ain't. I'm kind of excited. Because, see, the thing is, I just want to be 27 forever, but I got to let that go. I got to let that dream go, and I'm okay with that.
She came super cute today. She's super cute today. This is a no for no reason cute. We ain't even live today. She just, so they let me know her day been good, you know. So listen, I'm all for it. And it is your month all month. I wish I celebrated like that. I know people that truly celebrate entire months for their birthday. I think it's bomb. But what's the game that we're playing today? What is this?
The show that we're doing or the game that we're playing is called Girls Night Out. It's a card game by Cards Against Humanity. We played it one time. We played it one time before. So that's what we're about to do with you guys.
All right, you guys. So before we jump into that, I want to get into just a quick news story. Everything the last couple of weeks have been domestic, meaning in the States where we are. Wanted to move out and go to Ghana. Okay, so we are very privileged in the United States to be able to choose what we want. You know, we have certain freedoms to be who with you want to be with and choose who you'd like to be with, but everyone does not have that luxury. So looking at the news, and this is Ghana, I'm going to Africa, Ghana, where there is an LGBT community, and that is actually the name or the title of the article that I'm reading. It says the LGBT community is under attack. And, you know, the person that was really talking about what's going on just didn't even express their name or anything, just because of fear for their life. And I don't think anyone has that here. So it just kind of brings me back to how privileged we are to do whatever it is you decide to do here. But I just wanted to kind of put that out there. There's a lot of different countries that are not able to kind of live the life that they choose to live. This is not even specifically about, you know, a couple. This is just about, you know, a union of people, a network of people, a group of people that like to meet and see how they can live better lives there and how they can make it more acceptable. But they are really being threatened by the entire Ghanaian community. And I mean, everyone. Okay. It's not just a group of people. It is them fighting for them live. So I just wanted to kind of give a shout out to that. I will kind of go into that story as it kind of goes as it develops a little bit more. But you got people there that are running for shelter, that are really fighting for their lives just to live the freedoms that they want to. So I wanted to do a quick shout out for that. And I will definitely bring that back up as I know more about it, because it's fairly a new story. Okay. So Ms. Nisha, let's go ahead and get this started. What is going to be the first thing?
All right, y'all. So the first question, The first question, look, this is my one of my few bloopers that I have live.
Did she say few? Did she just minimize? Look how she did. Okay.
Okay, but anyway. the first question is, according to men, where's the worst place to wake up after being drunk? Choices are A, in a club bathroom, B, in an Uber, C, your ex's place, or D, in your own vomit. Ew.
According to men.
Right, exactly.
Wow.
So for me, I'm gonna say, first of all, men is nasty, so I don't think they're gonna care if
that is that I would have to agree with that.
I'm gonna go with a strong C at your ex's place, because 9 times out of 10 you ain't really wanna be there. You just there because you're trying to drunk. So
yeah,
you drinking it.
Yeah. I would go with that. I was leaning towards C, or maybe the Uber, just because they may not have money. If they in an Uber, that Uber is driving, right? The Uber ain't just sitting and let them sleep in a car, right? Am I overthinking this? I may be overthinking.
It's going to be C for me. No.
I would hate to wake up and just have the Uber man driving and my bill is $400. Right. Dollars, you know, or something like that. But again, I'm a chick
from a man's perspective, like,
yeah, so maybe the exes, you know, I guess I'll go with that with you, because I'm gonna go deeper than what I need to into it. Right. So I ain't gonna do it. All right, you guys, so next question that I have is, what's the worst part about meeting new people? Everybody is not good at this. Actually, I think the newer generations, millennials, and like our kids are going to have a horrible time at this, because they only see each other via whatever, Snapchat, Insta, whatever they're using, TikTok. Like when they get in the midst of each other, around each other, unless they've known each other for a while, they don't know how to, like, have you seen young people, like, for the first time get together? It's silent. It's nothing. But anyway, what's the worst part about meeting new people? A, small talk. B, hugs. C, their face. Really. D, I love meeting new people. And that's our choices. For me, I would have to say none of those reach out to me besides A, small talk, just the regular trying to come up with a conversation with someone you don't know. You know, there's only so much weather talk we can have. How's the weather? Where are you from? You know, so what do you think, Mom?
I don't have a problem with small talk. That's the thing. Like, I could strike up a conversation with almost anybody. Like I do that all the time, but what were the other choices? It's not your face.
Small talk, hugs, their face, and I love meeting new people.
That's it for me. I'm not hugging no strangers. Like, no, you are not about to hug me, and I don't.
And she means it. You know, COVID was not a bad thing for her. The social distancing was in favor for Nisha.
Yep.
Myself, I'm dying because I'm a talker, hugger, toucher. I'm that one. Okay. COVID. I'm all of that. So that's why I didn't choose that. So we gonna We're going to, you know, that's, yeah, we're going to go with different ones on that. Small talk for me, hugs for her. It is what it is. And what you got, Ma?
Okay, so what's expensive for no reason? A, tampons. B, workout clothes. C, Sephora. And D, hair products.
Oh my, listen, I got a love-hate relationship with all of these. I just bought some tampons like a couple weeks ago that almost hurt my heart. Listen, I don't know what price I saw when I picked these tampons up. By the way, I don't do tampons, so these was pads. So when I picked these suckers up, by the time I got to the register and I seen $14.88, I was like, what? Miss Frugal Sheba almost lost all her sense. about these pads, but I would have to go with hair products. You guys, I am on my hair journey, and so I ain't excessive with it, but I do buy hair products. They are expensive.
Hell yes, I gotta go with that too, because I'm really into like natural hair care, and if you are natural, you know that this ish can get expensive.
Definitely, so, definitely, and I think they do no that reason. Because it's right, right.
You gonna buy it anyway. That's the bottom line,
right?
Like,
right.
Yeah. Mm-mm. So yeah, I'm gonna go with that.
Y'all do better with this. Like, help us, help you. We gonna buy, but help us, please. It ain't gotta be that high. Okay, so. What's next for me? By the way, you guys, make sure that you tune in to the podcast that is on the tube, on YouTube. It is Make It Make Sense, the podcast. When you search for it, you will see us, okay? Very new. That was something we started this year. So the first week of every month is going to be posted there visually for you to see. Make sure you check it out. Subscribe. And share. Okay. So next question is, what do you wish people would stop doing on social media? Mm-hmm. A, taking selfies. B, posting hashtag relationship goals. C, telling us about their mood. Ain't that shady? D, all of the above. Let's go. Again, taking selfies. Posting hashtag relationship goals, C, telling us about their mood, D, all of these things.
It might be a strong hashtag relationship goals for me. The problem is we just see one picture and be like, oh yeah, like that's what I want.
You better preach.
What is happening behind
you better preach
picture. Like, we gotta, let's normalize not fantasizing about other people's life. Like, live yours. Like, that's where I'm at with it. I'm just, that is so important.
Completely agree. I am not a relationship goal anything, because what you see is what they want you to see.
Exactly.
Every relationship has flaws. I don't care how perfect they are together. I don't care how much of a soulmate that you are, whether you've been together 6 months or for 60 years. All of those things, all of relationships are complicated. So, no, because you don't know what's going on behind the scenes. So I agree with you fully, because most of the times these relationship goals you see come out later, you didn't want those goals. Right. And that's just being real. They usually don't make it, or there's drama behind the scenes that you didn't see. Like freeze frame that. Have you read this? This what's going on in the news about Tip and his wife?
Yeah, I'm so conflicted.
I'm like, you know what? I'm not surprised anymore with what happens with a lot of things, because right now everything is crazy. But I can say I was a little taken back, because of all people, I just didn't expect Tip. Why? Because Tip usually is able to, T.I. is who I'm talking about, by the way, T.I. the rapper, Tip Harris is who I'm talking about. There is an issue, there's stories, what's the word I'm looking for? You know what I'm talking about? Allegedly, there's stories about him and his wife running like a sex operation and having women do things with them and then selling them, or I don't hate to say selling, but they are using women to do other things for a lot of different things. And so I was really thrown aback because Tip has always been a great looking man. I don't know if you listen, I'm 38. So when Tip first came out, I'm 19, 20, just fine. You know, just fine. During those immature days, it would have been just like, you know what? For no reason, I get it a shot. It was that type of fine, just that type of fine, that type of swag. There's nothing in me that would think that he had any problem getting anything. Okay. You know, he wasn't a muscular guy, built guy, but it was just swag with good looks. And even today, he's still a good looking guy. So it's hard for me to kind of see him needing to do that, but you never know what people are doing behind closed doors.
Yep. My thought is just,
I'm thrown back
with all, right. with the whole sex trafficking thing. That
right.
Supposedly, he is the best candidate for a fucking pimp. Like he is. He's super
qualified. I would
because he's very charismatic. Like I can see him talking a person into a whole agreement and it just go over their head. Cause he's smart too. Mm-hmm. Like if I don't know, like he's super smart too. So I hope that it's not true.
I do too. I just hope the best for them. I hope it's not like that. You know what I'm saying? Like this was one of those where you didn't see the signs. You know what I'm saying? I didn't see the signs. It was just one of those. I'm hoping the best for them with that. But I just had to bring that up because, but on that note you said about the pimp thing, I can see that.
Yeah.
But what was I about to say? I lost that entire train of thought. I can see that. He could be pimping. Oh, yeah. So it's like, but why though? Like you already making a lot of money. You're all
want more money. Like even if you're making a lot, like you don't want no more, you're gonna be done when you.
But is that money gonna give you the type of money that you're making? So it was like for me, you know how old boy that did the whole dog ring thing, that kind of killed his career. Football player, what's his name? Quarterback, Vic. Michael Vick. It was like you're making millions a year, but you're fighting dogs. Look. It's like, at what point when you gonna leave that life alone for the life you got? Because the life you got is so much better monetarily wise for you to be doing that. Like you're still entertaining things that you would have done years ago before you got the. So that's the kind of correlation I'm looking at. Like, why do that little money when you probably could make that and just. I don't know. Like, anyway, I done got sidestep off the main question. So let me go back to this.
We go all day.
Oh, social media. So it was relationship goals for you. I'm agree with that. So relationship goals. All right.
So the next one is, what's the first thing you do after having sex? A, call him a ride. B, wash your ass. And it literally says that. C, cuddle. Or DP, y'all. Look, this is an easy one for me. I am going to pee. I'm going to pee. That's what I'm doing. Like,
I could do it.
Well, that's what I'm doing.
Wow. You know, yeah. I had a whole visual in my head.
Right.
I swear I did. For me, it's it's a cuddle for me. I'm not running straight to the bathroom to clean up. I don't really know how that sounds to people listening, but that ain't it. Now, you know, I'm usually the cuddle one. Right after that, I'm cuddling. Back in the day when I was a smoker, if it was light up a cigarette, then that would have been my first choice. But that's been about 6 years. But yeah, I'm a cuddler, man.
Right.
I cuddle. So yeah. Let me make sure I get this together. What? Okay. Where's the best place to meet your future ex?
What?
So evidently you trying to break up with this guy?
Oh, you even met him.
You trying to break up when you trying to do this breakup and you don't want them no more. So where you gonna meet up and tell them you don't want them? A, Craigslist, Facebook, Tinder, a bar. Craigsbook, Facebook. Oh, Craigsbook. Shame. Craigslist, Facebook, Tinder, and a bar. Those are our choices.
If I was actively trying to break up with somebody, I probably wouldn't choose none of them. But it'll be the bar because I'm not breaking up with nobody over the internet or on no damn Tinder and Craigslist. Like
I
that's
agree.
the craziest answer I ever heard.
I
But
agree,
at
but
least
it's a
in
lot of
the
people
bar,
do that.
we're gonna have a face-to-face little sit down and you can have a drink because you're probably gonna need one.
Hey, I think that's respectful. Yeah, I just, but I'm sure that's a thing today. I've seen it where people are one, they getting ghosted and they don't even know they ain't even together no more. And then two, they're just doing that. Yeah. So for me, same thing. I gotta meet you at a bar. First, I need it to be a public place because I need to be alive once we leave. And then two, yeah, I'm gonna give you that respect to do that. All right, mommy, I'm ready.
All right. According to women, who has made it? A, rich housewives, B, trust fund babies, C, pro ball player baby mamas, or D, straight white men.
That's hard. That's hard. Because for me, all of them made it. For me, the wife, the housewives, they're housewives. They probably ain't cleaning up the house. I don't want to stereotype you like that. Some of you are probably doing everything that regular wives are doing, but a lot of housewives are privileged to have people come in and do that job for them. They're just living. As my man say, you just out here living. You ain't you just what does that mean? You just wake up every day, figure out what you want to do for the day, and you gone. You ain't doing what everybody else do. What I'm gonna work, what I gotta go to work, gotta do this, gotta take care of the kids. You just out here living. That's ideal. Baby mamas of whoever, there's drama behind that. So I don't really think that's living. There's drama. If you ain't the wife of the main woman, there's always baby mama drama behind that. So you get the check, but there's issues. So I wouldn't go with that. Trust fund babies. Yeah. What was the other one?
And straight white men.
Straight white man too. Super privileged. You can go anywhere and do anything here. You know the right person, you can go and you can make it happen. So I'm gonna either do straight white man or trust fund baby.
Absolutely. That's what I was saying. Because those two things, you ain't gotta do nothing but just be born. Like, that's it. You don't got no other agreements, no stipulation. That's you just gotta be here. Like, so that gotta be the two. Yeah, it's both of those for me.
Yeah, I agree completely. Yeah, that, yeah, you ain't gotta do nothing but just be who you are,
It.
right? Okay. Next one. What is the most important thing to do before a first date? A, text a friend your location. B, share your fajaja. Oh, I'm sorry. Y'all, super shame. Because when I'm about to tell you what it really say, check this out. Shave your punana. All right. It says for JJ, but shave your for JJ. Listen, I've been sipping. Everything getting mixed up right now. All my words just slurring right now. Okay, let me go back over this. What is the most important thing to do before a first date? First thing, you guys, text a friend your location. B, shave your nana. C, pray this is the one. D, have a couple of drinks before first date.
Okay, so it's a most important. So
Most.
I'm gonna text my location. I'm gonna share it. That's because if shit go left, I need somebody to be on the way.
Completely agree. The rest of those are up in the air, but yeah, I need you to know where I'm at.
All right, so the last one for me is, what's the worst when you're on your period? A, running out of tampons or pads. B, having sex. C, doing the number two with a tampon in. And D, wearing period panties.
Man, all of that is, listen. Give your answer first, Mom.
I'm so conflicted because, I mean, A would be, would damn near take me out because I don't want to get out of bed to go get no more. And period panties, Lord bless it. I don't even like wearing panties. So to have to wear panties for 7 days is horrible for me.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And then doing the number two with a tampon in, I don't wear tampons no more. I used to. They ain't never really.
Right. Yeah. What you got, mommy? What you thinking? The number two won't fit me anyway, because I, again, I don't wear tampons. The draws. I would have to say, I don't know. The draws are there. Running out, tissue paper. Yes. Yes, old school. When I ran out of that in high school, girl, you look, they can't see it. You roll that tissue and you roll it long. So it'll cover the entire portion of it. Listen, that works until you get to where you're going. So for me, it's the panties. I'm with you. I like to be free. Crazy thing is, though, side note for that, I'm not free with these boobies up here. I sleep with my bra about 90% of the time.
Me too.
Do you?
Yes, absolutely. I don't know. I feel safe with it on.
Did she say safe?
I feel safe with it on, but panties can go. I don't care about the panties.
Oh, man. Okay. Then that makes me feel even better because that ain't just me. I can go to bed like, my mom used to always tell me, if you got big boobs, then it helps with the sagginess as you get older to wear a bra when you go to sleep.
But I always did.
Yeah. All right, cool. So last question for me, you guys, for this is, what makes sex better? And our choices are lots of alcohol, a chiseled body, having the lights on, being on vacation. This is going to be interesting. Again, what makes sex better? Lots of alcohol, getting that in. A chisel body is bomb. Having the lights on, to each his own. And being on vacation, something different, something new. What's going on?
For me, it's going to be either alcohol or vacation. Because vacation, I'm trying to let it all go and let it... But alcohol, I'd be somebody else. So that's a hard one for me to choose. Yeah, it's going to be those two for me. I can't choose.
I can dig it. Listen, here's my superficialness. I never liked having the lights on before I met someone in my life that made me want to have them on. And that's a person in your life that makes you feel like ain't nobody better than you. But that ain't my answer. My answer has got to be a chiseled body. Every time, from the time I was 16 with my first relationship boyfriend that I had for 3 years, I used to always tell everybody, like, girl, if he get naked, it's over. And naked for me was him just taking his shirt off because he was an athlete. Just chisel. I mean, just like 8 abs, just veins. I don't know if anybody else, I don't know if he got an issue with veins, but veins popping out of a man's arms all over the place, especially like if they just working out or something, that's a thing for me. So even with the hub today, if he take off his shirt and he in there just working out, just moving, just let me push the couch over. Just simple stuff, and I get to see, you know, God's creation of that body. That's enough for me, man. That's enough for me. Alcohol, now all of that is good, but it don't take much for me. It don't take much for me. Yeah. So I think that was the end of the question, you guys. I think that was the end of the game. We always go a long time with these games, so we're going to go ahead and kind of cut this off. Anything else you want to follow up with, Mom?
I don't. Just thank you guys for tuning in and kicking it with us again while we play Girls Night Out.
Yeah.
Hope you come back.
Yeah. Girls Night Out. And yeah, that's it for me as well. I always appreciate you. It's just a time for me to relax and kick it with a friend, and then extended family as well. So it's been a pleasure. You guys make sure you be kind, be blessing, and you guys stay blessed as well. Until the next time, we're out. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Make It Make Sense.
You guys, make sure that you support us. Subscribe to the channel. Make sure that you share this with everybody that you know as well.
And if this is your first time checking in with us, we want to welcome you. If you've been here before, we want to thank you for being loyal to us and for coming back.
We are out, guys. Until the next time, stay blessed. Be a blessing. Peace.